Hello and welcome to this edition of Total Health with Dr. Cage. This is the podcast that explores all aspects of health, wellness, and human consciousness. Over the course of time, we'll be taking a look at different healing philosophies, different forms of alternative therapies, and the natural approach to various conditions. But we focus on health, not just the disease itself, and talk about how you can regain your optimal health, how you can actually prevent major illnesses, all the major illnesses of our time, and support your optimal longevity. I approach this with a very holistic method that addresses the physical, the mental slash emotional, and the spiritual slash consciousness aspects of health. I am Dr. Arlen Cage. I'm a naturopathic physician. I'm trained in multiple systems of natural healing. And today's topic is entitled The Desire for Health. So I'm going to start with a question. Do you want to be healthy? Now, that may sound like a ridiculous question, but there actually is a large percentage of the population that is either inadvertently or deliberately making decisions every day, which are guaranteed to make them unhealthy. If you'd like to make sure you aren't one of those people choosing to be unhealthy, please keep listening. Since you are listening to this podcast, you found it somewhere. I'm hosted on a platform called Podbean, and my podcast is distributed through many of the major suspects, the usual suspect podcast outlets, as well as you can find it on my website, www.drcagesays.org. That's doctor spelled drcagesays.org. So visit my website to learn about all my various products and services. Okay, so let's get into this desire for health. I haven't actually met very many people who are deliberately trying to be sick or to avoid getting well. I very seriously doubt that any of you listening to this podcast ever get up in the morning and say to yourself, gee, this health thing is just no fun. Why don't I go out and get sick today? I have seen a handful of patients like that in the last 25 years, mostly avoiding getting well because of the effect that might have on their life. But by and large, no, people aren't trying to get sick. They'd like to be healthy if they just knew how. You all want to have physical energy, mental clarity, good memory, to be able to go to sleep easily and quickly, then wake up in the morning feeling refreshed and ready to get started. Most everyone that I know would like to have less stress in their lives. And if the stressful events happen, to be able to withstand it with few, if any, adverse effects. I think just about everybody listening to this would like to have a life that is free of physical pain, whether it's fibromyalgia or arthritis or any other pain-related condition. I don't know anyone who actually wants that. And yet, most of the people I meet on an ongoing basis has some of these types of problems. I don't say that just because I'm a doctor and I see a lot of sick people as part of my professional work. I say this because I see it everywhere. I overhear conversation at grocery stores. I hear them at community events. Sometimes I just overhear and they don't know I'm a doctor standing there. They certainly don't know I'm a naturopathic doctor. I overhear conversations where people are, they talk to me about friends, family members, acquaintances of acquaintances, and so on. And the question is usually like, hey, is condition ABC, fill in the blank condition, something that can be healed naturally because the conventional approaches aren't working? There are actually dozens, if not hundreds of ways we can potentially make choices that will guarantee we get sick either sooner or later, but it will happen. These ways of making ourselves sick include the foods we choose, environmental toxins we expose ourselves to, additives in foods or body care products, the side effects of prescription medications, and maybe you don't even need those medications. Now, in my experience as a naturopathic physician, the single biggest cause of self-induced ill health is the food we eat. More specifically, it is the quality of the food we eat that is the culprit. Now, I've discussed this big food quality issue at length in other podcasts, as well as my core health lectures that are available on my website and pretty much every health-related class I teach. In fact, I offer a free 5-page handout that addresses the subject of food quality in the most concise, easiest to understand manner that I think is practical. And I will give you this handout to anybody who asks. Just use the email contact form on my website and ask for the free nutrition handout in your message. Closely related to the issue of the quality of our macronutrients, meaning the proteins, carbohydrates, and fats, is the next subject of what else gets added to the food we eat. Most commercial food products contain a variety of artificial chemicals. It might be food colorings, flavorings, preservatives, texture enhancers, and so on. There are often chemicals included in some foods that are extremely low levels, so low that they're not required to be listed in the ingredients. And these are intended to interact with the nervous system and produce cravings. In other words, we can become addicted to certain commercial food products, and that addiction is deliberately induced by the manufacturers. Now, this concept is very similar to the known phenomenon where cigarette manufacturers add chemicals to increase nicotine absorption and make the cigarettes more addictive. This was covered in the documentary originally aired on the television show 60 Minutes a number of years ago, and it was later dramatized in the movie The Insider. So American corporations do in fact add addictive chemicals They add addictive chemicals to products with the specific intent of getting you hooked to buy more of the products. Nutrition, food quality, and food additives is a lengthy subject. I really can't go into more in this episode. The next best thing at this point for those of you who would like to know more is to read my book, Heal Your Life, Heal the World, as well as watch my core health lecture videos. Now then, environmental toxins is also a highly involved subject. The concept of the negative effects of chemical pollution really started to come to public awareness in the 1960s, almost 60 years ago now, and it continues to be a major battleground between highly polluting industries, politicians, regulatory agencies, various environmental watchdog groups, and various health advocacy groups. The long story short is that industries are continuing to pollute under the effects of some very curious, strange, unknown influence that ends up with politicians and regulators curiously allowing deadly and cancer-causing pollutants to continue to be released into our air, our water, and our food supplies. I wonder how that happens. And we, the public, are left with sometimes deadly effects. The only recourse has been to the court systems, which can be a long, slow process, although it does get results. The recent $10 billion court decision against the makers of glyphosate, which is a common weed killer, is perhaps the most prominent example. Now, there's a lot of other agricultural chemicals besides that one weed killer, such as pesticides, fertilizers, and so forth, that also cause many health problems, especially for your nervous system, the endocrine system, and your immune systems. Less well known are the myriad low levels of toxic ingredients that are found in many, many common household products, such as floor cleaners, bathroom cleaners, detergents, shampoos, lotions, toothpaste, and many other household and body care products. Now, prescription medication side effects I alluded to earlier. I'm just going to give one actual example. A few years back, I had occasion to evaluate the health of a man in his early 80s. His family members were reporting severely decreased memory, especially short-term memory, and were recommending he be placed in a care facility because of whatever kind of Alzheimer's or cognitive decline he was experiencing. When I reviewed the current medication list he was taking, he was on six different prescription medications, and four of them had a side effect of decreased memory. And of the six, four were no longer necessary. They had been prescribed for short-term use, and he was still on them more than a year later. And it was in that intervening year that his memory had started to decline. And no one had bothered to check, not the doctors who were involved. There were at least two, if I recall, who were prescribing things, and not the pharmacists. I think they were all coming through the same pharmacy. And of the four medications that they were able to discontinue, that included three of the four that had side effects of memory loss. Then about a month and a half of discontinuing those medications, his memory was dramatically improved. All of a sudden, he didn't need to go to an institution. So these are just some of the ways you might be undermining your health. Now, altering your lifestyle, by changing your diet, for example, can be hard. Detoxification programs to help deal with the inevitable effects of living in our modern polluted world can be challenging and take discipline. Weaning off prescription medications is possible either by replacing them with natural alternatives that don't have negative side effects, or by correcting the underlying cause so you don't need any medication, and preferably both. It's sometimes a delicate process. It takes some time, choreography to pull that all off, and it's possible. So if you truly desire to be optimally healthy and you've listened to this podcast so far, I suspect your next question might be along the lines of, okay, that sounds great. How do I proceed? So of course you knew I'd have an answer for that question. So in the short version, the really Cliff Notes version of the Reader's Digest condensed version is, step one is nutrition. Upgrade your nutrition. Step two is detoxification. And step three is deal with other lifestyle factors, such as exercise, stress reduction, stop smoking, limit alcoholic beverages, and things of that nature. Details for all this are contained in my book, Heal Your Life, Heal the World. They can be found in my many videos and courses on my website, drcagesays.org. my YouTube channel, and a lot of these other podcasts in this Total Health with Dr. Cage podcast series. Now, I can't really give you any specific advice without knowing more information. In other words, to be working with you one-on-one. So that's also possible. I routinely do consultations on multiple continents through Zoom, the Zoom platform. But here is the key. He only wants to work with me one-on-one. Not true. Read my book and you're going to get a wealth of information. It's about a 400-page book. I can't read it to you in a 15 or 20-minute podcast. So here's the key. This is the big take-home message. You have to desire health more than you fear to or are at least reluctant to change your life. So let me repeat that. You have to desire health more than you fear to change your life. Yeah, I know. Change can be a little scary at times. Change can be difficult. But if you currently have some kind of medical condition you're dealing with, change is still going to be easier in the long run than continuing the course you're on. So now what about those of you who maybe you aren't really sick? You have no diagnosable illnesses, not serious ones anyway. Maybe you just don't feel great and nobody can explain why. You go for your annual physical, you get, you're given a clean bill of health to do the blood test. Ah, you're fine. Everything's fine. Go away. Or maybe you're young. You think those chronic diseases aren't going to happen to you because young, we're all bulletproof when we're young, right? If that's the case, you're not really sick, you think you're young, you'll never need my health advice about serious illness, I have a couple of challenges for you. I'd like you to go watch a couple of videos. One of them is about 3 to 4 minutes long. The other is about 12 to 15. I don't have that number memorized. And I will have links to them in the description of this podcast on the Podbean platform. Now, the first video is on my YouTube channel, and it is entitled The Ultimate Longevity Statistic. So to get to my YouTube channel easily, just click on the YouTube icon on my homepage. That'll take you to my YouTube channel. Scroll over until you find the video entitled The Ultimate Longevity Statistic. That video is a powerful documentation of the difference between the conventional medical system here in the U.S. and the way medicine and lifestyle are practiced in the healthiest and longest lived countries on earth today. Now, the second video is the short introduction to my longevity program, and it's available on my website. Go to drcagesays.org, click the programs link, and then the longevity program link. Right at the top of that page is a video player with this video. So no matter how healthy you think you may be, or how invulnerable you think you are, I suspect there are definitely areas you could improve on. The truth is, a great deal of what I and other natural healthcare providers tell you about health, healing, and your real potential simply isn't being taught. It certainly isn't being taught in the public school system. It's not being taught in any university system for the most part. And it certainly isn't being taught in the classrooms of the medical schools that are part of the conventional medical system. The information on how to really be healthy is available when you dig into the realm of holistic and natural medicine, which you've actually done by finding my website or finding my podcast. So in summary, I'm going to close with a quote from Dr. Hazel Parcells. If you don't know about Dr. Parcells, she was a naturopathic doctor who lived to be 106, was in perfect health, practicing right up until the time she passed away peacefully in her sleep. And her quote is this: "If you want to be healthy, you have to trade your wishbone for a backbone and get to work." Most of us might need help with that, and that's where I come in. So that's it for today's episode on desire for health. I hope it's given you a new perspective on that subject. So as an aside, I do accept sponsorships on this podcast if you are promoting products or services that are in support of holistic natural lifestyles, organic foods, environmentally safe products, or other similar products and services. If you like what you hear on my podcast and you would like to become a podcast sponsor here on Total Health with Dr. Cage, please contact me via email at drcagesays@gmail.com. That same email address is available to anyone who wants to ask questions about this podcast, other podcasts, or to inquire about any of my products, services, and courses that are available on my website, drcagesays.org. There's a great deal of information there intended to help you achieve your optimal health. So until next time, this is Dr. Cage.